The National Football League playoffs begin tomorrow. Of the 12 teams in the playoffs, six weren't good enough to make it this far last year. Commentator Peter Richmond says the NFL prefers it that way.
The National Football League is designed for this very thing, for parity, so that the bad teams get the good college players, and with a salary cap and revenue sharing, it means that any given year, any team can win. Easy schedules and a good dose of luck vaulted some long shots to the top this year, and because of that, there's a playoff field that's very good for fans of traditional football. It looks like a good tournament.
Given the turnover of teams, is there a new formula for getting there?
Well, the formula for most teams is a strategy of playing not to lose and trying not to take risks when you have the ball. More and more, because of that, teams actually use special teams play to put them over the top. It's called special teams, only nobody thinks it's special, but the real fan watches the special teams because they're made up of the rookies who are trying to become the future stars, and this is the kicking game, and it's sort of the game within the game. The New York Jets, in particular, used this to get them all the way into the playoffs this year. And then the turnover is always a result of the downside of this parity system, which is that the chances are a lot of this year's new teams won't be here next year. But in the meantime, it's a great week for football in a half dozen towns.
Is there a team playing this weekend that could go all the way?
It's not likely. A lot of teams in the wild card round use up their magic just by making it to the first round. But that doesn't mean there isn't one compelling game. It's a great game between Green Bay and San Francisco. It's up in Wisconsin, two old, storied franchises with very loyal fans. The Packers quarterback is great, Brett Favre, and he loves to play in the cold. And the 49ers have a really spunky quarterback named Jeff Garcia, who came from the Canadian Football League. The Packers, if they win this and all the planets are aligned, they might make it all the way.
The Chicago Bears and New England Patriots, 5-11 last year, both teams, and they were so good this year they drew a bye in the first round. They only meant to play. What happened to them?
Well, I think these are this season's two teams of destiny, if you believe in that kind of thing. The Patriots did have a very easy schedule, and they only played four games against teams who went to the playoffs. But the more mystical answer is that their starting quarterback got hurt in the beginning of the season, and he was replaced by a backup with the great All-American name of Tom Brady. And the team just completely responded to this new blood and this kid off the bench. And in Chicago's case, they did it with very strong punishing defense. And they won a couple of games in extraordinary fashion. So it's kind of like they're ordained. And these are the two Cinderella favorites to meet in the Super Bowl.
The St. Louis Rams. I still have trouble saying that. But the St. Louis Rams, they had the best record. They're 14-2. Are they the favorites to win their second Super Bowl in 3 years?
Yeah, there's no way around it. And one of the reasons is kind of unlikable to us traditionalists. They're going to be playing on a carpet, plastic, indoors for the rest of the tournament. They'll be playing their playoff games, assuming they keep winning, in their own dome, and then they'll be playing the Super Bowl in a dome. And this gives them a tremendous advantage.
In my head, the Rams are still in the L.A. Coliseum, and there are palm trees.
You know, if the Rams do end up playing the Raiders in the Super Bowl, it'll be the two teams that used to play in L.A., both of whom are exiled now. And meanwhile, the palm tree is in the L.A. Coliseum and Anaheim. You know, there's two empty football stadiums in L.A., and you can bet if the Super Bowl goes to the Rams and the Raiders, those few football fans who remain in L.A. are going to be watching with a great deal of ambivalence.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.